Formosa is a small island yet blessed with an array of natural wonder and splendor. From the north, ancient towns and aboriginal villages lie alongside towering mountains, beautiful waterfalls, and elaborate temples. The central region displays the full range of Formosa's spectacular beauty: the shining sea, roaring rivers, and emerald forests. Known as the island's cultural center, southern Formosa still retains many of the traditions of the mainland immigrants when they first settled in this area. In early 2007, Supreme Master Ching Hai answered the sincere longing of our association members when she joined the festivities with honored guests and around 10,000 of our association members from around the world to celebrate the Lunar New Year of the Pig on February 18, 2007 in Formosa. On this same auspicious day, the Shining World Leadership Award ceremony was held, and Supreme Master Ching Hai awarded the former President of the Philippines, Fidel Ramos, President of the Gusii Peace Prize Foundation, Manuel L. Morato, and Senator Jefferson Alvarez for their compassionate work for the Olac Sea's refugees in the Philippines. We now invite you to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion entitled The Punishment of a Stingy Man with a small gathering of Western disciples on December 27, 1992 in Shantiman, Formosa.
And then the man, the god that pretend to be the stingy man, said to his mother, wife, and the household people, but you know what? The evil spirit, who is very stingy, is still alive. I just happened to get rid of him, but he might come back again. So whenever you see another person comes home, look exactly like me, you have to help me, protect me, and kick him out of the house. Otherwise, he'll come and possess me again, and then I'll treat you badly and stingily again. So everybody, hurrah, of course, we support you. So the real Luqi was awakened up from his dream and happiness and drunkenness, and then he dragged himself home. The gate was shut. No one opened the door for him. Everybody was busy partying, yes. And the Lord is saying, mother, wife, you know, this is the evil spirit, the stingy one that possesses me. Please kick him out. So everybody come with the big sticks and and boxing shoes and all, box him out of the house. He was so black and blue and bruised in his heart that his mother, wife, and housekeeping people should treat him this way. So he was crying and holding his head, wounded head and wounded in the heart. He went all over places and tell everybody about his misery, tell everyone come to help him out. But nobody had anything to do with him because he never had any friend before. Nobody helped him, so he went to the king. So the stingy Luqi was kneeling on the floor and telling the king all of his misfortune. He said he had no one else to rely on. That's why he came to the king, the highest in the state, hoping that the king will help or protect him. And the king heard him out and then dispatched some guards to come to that house to fetch the other Lu Qi to come. And then this Indra god, you know, the other Lu Qi came. Mm. And then even the king don't know who's who. Both of them are exactly the same. No difference at all. Mm. And then the king was puzzled, and he was telling the defendant and say, this Lu Qi, he has always been stingy, but you're different. You're so generous, big spender. You give things to everybody. I think from this observation, I already can tell who is a real one and who is a false one. Then you have to tell the truth, right? And the Indra god said, your majesty is very reasonable in saying that, but you do not know that lately I have been associated with the Buddha's teaching and I have turned 360 degrees and understand what is good, what is bad, and I knew I was wrong. Therefore, I have cut off my stinginess and have become a better person. Yes. So the king did not know what else to say. So he asked his advisor and court people, what to do. And there was an officer said to him, your majesty should ask both of them about all the secret things in the houses. Yeah. And then, and also in their bodies, then you will know who is the true one. And then the king sent them into a very secret chamber and asked both of them about these things. And they all wrote down. And the two reports were exactly the same. All the secrets were the same. So the king was also puzzled again. And then he ordered the mother should come to the court. And now the king asked the mother, these two guys, who is really your son? Yeah. And the Indra god, whispered into the ear of the mother and said, Mama, you don't let that stingy spirit possess me or make trouble for us again, huh? You know what? Then you have nothing to wear, nothing to eat, huh? So the mother smiled and pointed to the Indra god and said, this is my son. Because he's very filial, takes care of me, he loves me, respects me, and gives me many things. But that man, he's so stingy. He never treats me good. I just look upon virtues. But otherwise, from the outward appearance, I give up. I don't know who. I cannot discriminate. Yeah. So the king asked the mother, do you know that in your son's in secret place, is there any birthmark at all? And then the mother say, underneath his armpit, there is black mole, yes, on the left side. And so the Indra god immediately make one. So when they both raise their arm, both have the same mark. And then everybody laughed, don't know what to do. The king also confessed that he had no solution now, didn't know what to do. So eventually he decided to take both of them to the deer park to see the Buddha. Thinking that Buddha is the only one who can identify this case. Yeah. So all of them packed and then went on the buses and drive directly to the depot where the Buddha resides and lecture at that time. So they came and then bowed to the Buddha and presented their case. And Buddha sat there quietly and did not say anything and looked at them both. And then the god Indra Luchi sat there smiling and brightened face, and the real Luchi sat there long face, dark and miserable, and hair unkempt, clothes dirty, face black and blue from the beating. But both of them sat there quietly. And after a while, the real Luchi was crying hard. And then said to the Buddha, I prostrate to your lotus feet, the Most High, the word most honorable teacher. Please, please look into my case. Anyhow, he presented all his situation. And then the false Luchi, the Indra god Luchi, saw the real Luchi was so miserable and so suffering, he couldn't help but laughing. And then the Buddha, he raised his arm and then make everything appear clearly the way it should be. And then he saw the Indra god. The Indra god cannot hide anymore under any guise. So the Buddha asked him, what are you doing? What for? And then the Indra god returned to his original splendid god form and then bowed to the Buddha. Yeah. And then he read the poem, something like this, like, it's just a very stingy person. It's so stupid. He never give any morsel to charity. Yeah. And that day he just bought a few chapati and have a half bottle of wine and sat in the middle of the field, stuff himself and drink it and got drunk himself. And then he dared to offend the gods in the heaven. Because I wanted to change his behavior, therefore I transformed myself to play this game. And then the Buddha said to the Indra god, Aya, all the sentient beings are ignorant and sinful. You forgive him, okay? Yes. And then the real Luchi complained to the Buddha, say, oh, Master, you don't know. All these years, I dare not eat, I dare not drink, I dare not wear anything good. I save all my money. Only that day, because they have a big celebration in the center of the town, therefore I dare buy something and eat for myself. And now this guy, I don't know where he come from. He spent all my save and give all the things away. And now what shall I do? I'd rather die than having no property. So, and this is too much for me. What do I do to deserve this, you know? It's too much for me. Please help me. And the Indra god said, you're talking nonsense. I have not spent one of your penny. Everything is still there. So the real Luchi was very perplexed and did not believe him. And then the Buddha said, it's all right, you have to believe him. If he says so, it is so. You go home and count all your money. It's supposed to be there, nothing missing, yeah. And so when he heard the Buddha say so, he was happy and came, yeah. And then he bowed to the Buddha many times and then ran home. Because God Indra, he can transform anything. He can just make things out of nothing, right? Therefore, he just kind of playing, but not truly spending money from the world. He don't need one. So now we know that the gods in heaven possess so many miracles and magical power. But even then, they came and bowed to the Buddha, the living master of their time. So we must know, as I told you many times, that magical power are nothing. Look how much he has. He can transform into anything. But still, he must bow to the Buddha. Because Buddha contains all this and more, whereby they have only magical power and nothing else. And they will transmigrate all the things. When their time runs out, when their time is up, they lose all the power. And their face became very ugly, and their light dwindled. And then their time is up. And then they have to be reborn again in any place, even as insect or as human being or anywhere accordingly, because the merit of the heavenly residence is over, and they have to go to enjoy or to suffer the next phase of their karma. It was a good part of the karma, they enjoy, and then later they have to repay the bad one, or maybe the good one, but not that good, or maybe similar, or whatever situation, right? They are not liberated. Therefore, a living master is more than any gods. Yes. That's why since the ancient time, people and gods worship the living Buddha. And also in Chinese literature, we have the story of the monkey. He has 72 kinds of magical power. But he has to come and bow to his master, who is practicing the Buddha's teaching, the Buddha's method of liberation. Even then, at that time, his master, so-called master, wasn't completely enlightened, but still, he's better than the monkey. It's fun to have some story sometime, huh? So if we are still attached to a magical power, we should pay attention. Because that means our level are not yet very high. We are interested in children toys instead of real things. Why is magical power detrimental to our practice? It is because our attention is fixed in the lower level again. Just like when we were in this world, our attention is fixed in material comforts, in material possession. And if our attention is fixed a little bit higher, but also in the invisible material possession, like magical power, etc., then we cannot rise above that. That is all, understand? These are the toys, by the way, to God. It's just like the story I told you yesterday about the girl who chose the king instead of all his treasure laying in front of him. Isn't that not better to have the king? When she has the king, she has everything, right? The whole nation. What is the use of picking up one thing after another and that's all you have, right? These stories are terrible, yeah. So that we understand what the master is driving at. Otherwise, sometimes when the masters just keep going on and on and on about all this theology, then your mind just go blank. It doesn't understand very well. But when you have some good example, it understands. It knows what it is and cannot forget. The story is not easy to forget, right? But the lecture is easy. We might understand, but we forget. But the story, we will not. Right? It's easier to remember the story. Right? And then the story contains the meaning that the Master has explained to us. Therefore, since ancient times, the Masters always invent many stories for the disciples. And nowadays, or any time, we read many stories that contains practical advice and heavenly wisdom. But if we do not practice, realize it ourselves, then we will not understand. We think these are fairy tales or just jokes. Yeah, but actually it isn't. I was reading a Jewish story in a book, and the story says something like, one time Moses went to learn with another master, and that master speaks the same thing that he has learned since childhood. The same, maybe the same sutra or same theory, but he doesn't understand. Yeah, because the master is enlightened. He talks in an enlightened way, even though from the same Bible. So I think the unenlightened person also don't understand why that Moses doesn't understand. But we understand, right? Just like sometimes the master talk about something that we already know, but it's not the same. If we don't practice Kuan Yin method, we don't understand it. Therefore, if we are with an enlightened master, we understand everything. Yeah. Other people say about the same thing, but they don't understand. Right? Yeah, okay. So that's the good thing of having a teacher. Even if you have not become the Buddha in these 7 days, you have at least became angel. Yeah? Or you have become God Indra. In these days you harm nobody, right? You do nothing bad, you think of nothing of lower level, but just enjoy being in a high, elevated state of mind. Desireless, happy, and innocent, right? Huh? Happiness. Oh. How did you gain it here? He asked, how can he keep this happiness when we go back home? So I asked him, how did he gain it here?
I guess we don't worry about it.
Then go home, don't worry about it. Do the same thing there. Right?
Is to, you said, if we don't worry about anything, we can keep this happiness. But it's so easy here, you know. There's a lot of spiritual friends. The food is given to us. We don't have to buy it. We don't have to work for it. We even get the wood and the utensils and everything. Now, when you go back...
Working is all right. You work anyhow. Nobody can sit all day long. Even the saying in the caves, they will have to go and collect their water and their food and their wood also. Yeah? Some people might bring it to them, but they still have to take care of other things. Sometimes the Himalayan saints, they live very far away from the river. Sometimes they have to climb all the way to go and get water. Understand? Like the light over there is a mountain top or middle. Then when they go and get water, they have to go all the way here. Sometimes even further than that to fetch water. Yeah? Okay.
We appreciate your loving presence today on Between Master and Disciples. And now, please stay tuned for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May heaven grace your life with loving kindness.